The first thing I want to look at is the guess game logic, which is under week 9. Okay. And I mainly want to look at the flowcharts because we looked at the code already. So here I said, okay, generate a random number. Yes. I always usually done in a parallelogram as opposed to calculations are done in a rectangle. So I then say, generate the random number, make a guess. If the random number is equal to the guess, put out got it. If the random number is greater than guess, put out a message about it being too low. Otherwise, put out a message of it being too high. Okay. So then, if I decide I want to keep playing till I get it right, I can say, okay, I need to have a decision down here about whether to play again or not. And if they do want to play again, I want to loop in at that point. I don't want to generate a new number, random number. I just want them to be able to make a new guess. Because if I generated a new random number, then I've defeated the whole purpose of this operation. So the condition I put in is the random number not equal? Remember, explanation equal means not equal. If it's not equal to G, then go back and let them do another guess. If it is equal, just drop out. Okay? So that puts in one loop. Then if I decide, oh, I'd like to go with a do you want to play again, then I have got to put in another thing down here. Gives the user the opportunity to play again, so I'm going to have to ask them a question. And if they choose to play again, I'm going to come up here and generate a new random number. Because a new game gets a new random number, right? Yeah.
So, on the previous one where it was just guessing until you get it and not
Right. Changing
the number, you would put, like you said, if random number is not equal to guess, then what would be the command? Like,
this would be set up with a loop. So you would have the loop. Okay, if you look at the code is right below it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and you would have a loop. I think the code is right below it. Yeah, no, that's actually showing. There's the code, one more down. Okay, so I just am asking the question, but I'm asking it within the loop. So I'm saying do while the random number is not equal to guess.
And that's one of the examples of putting the while on the bottom.
Right. Okay, so here, if it is not equal, I go back to the do and do it again. If it's not, if it's equal, then I just drop out. Okay? So that's the code for that. So once I add the next loop, I am doing this, and I'm saying, okay, here, if it's not equal, I just go back, give them another guess. If it's still not equal, I go back, give them another guess, and I keep doing that. If it is equal, I will ask them about playing again, and if they say no, they don't want to quit, I guess is what I must have asked them. If it's not equal to no. So I go back and I come in there so that I generate a new random number. Okay? So if the again is not equal to no, I go back. If my question is, do you want to play again? Well, if they hit a no, then I just drop out. But if they hit anything other than a no, I want to go back, generate a new random number, and start a new game. So as I said, this is the game. Okay, all within there, that's the game. Then I ask if you want to play again. If they don't say no, then I go back in and I generate a new random number and I start another game. Yeah.
On the code, wouldn't the variable play...
Wait a minute, let me get... Wait till I get to the code. Yeah. Okay, you're sneaking ahead. Questions on the flowchart. So again, I start out, I generate a random number, I put up a guess, I respond to that guess. If they didn't get it correct, I go back and they get to put in another guess. And they keep guessing till they get it. Now, if they get it, I drop out, I put out a notice about playing again, and if they don't hit a no, then I go back. And I now go in at a different point because I want to generate a new random number. Okay? So now, if you look at the code for that, yes, now ask your question.
Where it says variable play again equals Y.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you, under that, need to have a do while it equals y? Like, I know you have to set it at something at first in the variable, but don't you need, like, do while variable equals y?
No, because I'm saying with this do, mm-hmm. do while it's not equal to m. I could have said do while it's equal to y.
Yeah.
I chose to say do while it's not equal to m. But that would have worked. Either one works. So they're interchangeable.
Okay.
Do while it's equal to Y, then it just goes back. Do while it's not equal to N, it just goes back. So either way, I'm going to keep doing it. Okay. So the play again is taking in the user's response and storing it in play again. So I started out up here, play again equals Y. And then I say, play again, you want to play again, yes or no? If they enter a yes, then it's not equal to no, and then we'll play again. If they enter a no, then it is equal to no, and I drop out.
Could you put the variable in the head? Oh, it needs to be under script.
The variable should be in the body.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm not even sure whether all browsers would handle it all right in the head. Because I just haven't experimented.
Where, you know.
Pretty much anything having to do with processing
should be in the body.
On the body. With the exception of arrays sometimes get put up at the top. Questions. Okay, then we're going to go back to looking at the binary things. But that will help with the homework. Remember, I am not in next week. Lindsay is. It's an open lab from 9:30 to 3 in this room. You can come in as much as you want. Work with other people, work with yourself, work with Lindsay. And it's basically catch-up time. So I expected to get inundated with homework assignments. Okay, so last time we looked at a little bit about numbering systems. So if you've got the binary numbering system, okay, the key thing is that any number... Okay, why is it doing that? Didn't I already have one of those open? Apparently not. Okay, so we will assume that it knows what it's doing. A very stupid thing to assume. Okay, so I have any number in any numbering system is determined by not only its face value, but also its positional value. And you know that in decimal. A 5 in the unit's position is 5. A 5 in the tens position is 50. A 5 in the hundredths position is 500. So the number itself is a combination of its face value and its positional value. In decimal, the positional values are powers of 10. In binary, they're powers of 2. In hexadecimal, they're powers of 16. Okay, so the numbering system determines what the positional value is. Okay, so in this one, when I am calculating it, any place that is got a 1, I'm going to add, so I'm adding 64 and 16 and 8 and 2 and 1, and I get 91. So that is 91 in decimal, because I was converting from binary to decimal. Okay. And then if you're converting decimal to binary, you basically lay out all of the positions up until you're bigger than the number. And if you want to put the one that's bigger, you can do that, but you're just not going to use it. Okay, after 64 comes 128, I'm not going to use it. I'm trying to get 91 back to binary. So I put the 64, a 1 there, and then I figure out that that leaves me 27 left. And so if there's only 27 left, I can't use the 32. I can use the 16, and that leaves me 11 left. And then I can use the 8, which would leave me 3 left. I can't use the 4. I can use the 2 and the 1. And we went over this on Tuesday. Okay, but if you weren't here on Tuesday, my suggestion is you go through this handout because I'm going to post a homework tomorrow or tonight, and it will help to go through this. The next thing we looked at was binary counting, and I gave you the counting here, 011011, and we went through that in class also. Okay. Then we came to hexadecimal, and hexadecimal has face values and positional values. And hexadecimal has 16 digits. And those 16 digits go 0 up to 9, and then A, B, C, D, E, F. Okay, so those are the digits in hexadecimal. 0 through 9 is 10 digits. A, B, C, D, E, F is 6 digits. So there's a total of 16 digits. Okay. Now, I have a hexadecimal number in this example of 8359, and I want to convert it to decimal. So I multiply face value, in this case it's an A, times positional value. Okay, positional values are 16 to the 0 is 1, 16 to the 1st is 16, 16 squared is 256, 16 cubed is 4096, and I don't remember what 16 to the 4th is, but I can get it by multiplying 4096 by 16, and that will tell me what it is. Okay, everything is another multiplied by 16. So, if I take the A and say, okay, I'm multiplying face value by positional value, I have the A, and I multiply by 16 cubed. Well, an A is worth 10. 16 cubed is worth 4,096. So I multiply 10 by 4,096. Then I move over. 3 times 16 squared is 3 times 256. 5 times 16 to the first is 5 times 16. And 9 times 16 to the 0 is 9 times 1. And I add them all up, and I get the decimal value. Okay? So it is using face value times positional value. Okay, so if I gave you D6F and I asked you to convert that to decimal, what would you come up with? Try that. The main thing that you need to know, and we looked at this last time, is that A in hex is equal to 10 in decimal, B is 11, C is 12, D is 13, E is 14, and F is 15. Okay? And those are just basically, when you're doing this, if you don't want to memorize them, put a chart beside you so you know what A, B, C, D, and E are equivalent to. Or use your fingers. No, A is a 10. And then you can use your fingers to come up with the rest. I'm going to give you an assignment, and you have to show me the work in the assignment, because as I told you, the calculator is there and it gives you the right answer. But you're more than welcome to check it on the calculator. So everybody should get everything right, because you can check it on the calculator. Okay, if I did the math right, that's the answer. If I didn't do the math right, let me know. Did anybody come up with that answer? Thank you.
I kind of don't understand the process. Like, where did you come up with 256?
16 to the 0 is 1, 16 to the 1st is 16, 16 squared is 256.
Oh, okay.
16 squared is 256. 16 cubed, if I put a fourth digit in there, is 4,096. Okay. So 16 squared is 256. 256 times D, D is really 13 in value. So I multiply 256 by 13. And I think I come up with 3328. And she did too, so we got two votes for that. Then I moved over and said, okay, 6 times 16 to the first is 6 times 16, which is 96. And then we moved over. F is really 15, 1 times 15. Okay, so what I've got here is these numbers going across are the position, and these numbers are the value. So I'm multiplying position times value. Okay. Or value times position, or however you want to do it, but that's what I'm doing, is multiplying position times value.
So it's safe to say if you need to go from hexadecimal to decimal, just like you said, multiply position by value.
Yeah, that's right. And that's true in any numbering system. So you're multiplying position times value. Back when we were working in binary, we were using the positions of binary. 2 to the 0, 2 to the 1st, 2 to the 2nd. All right, did anybody else come up with 3439? Oh, when I came up with it, did you quit? Okay, you did. So I got two votes.
I wasn't too sure how you got 256 until you explained it, but since you did, it like, makes sense.
Right. It's face value always, always, always. Face value times positional. And if you're the third position over, it's something squared. Okay, so the first position is the base, which in hexadecimal is 16, to the zero power. The next position is the base to the first power, which is 16. The next one is the base to the squared, which is 256. So it's always the base, 0, 1, 2, it keeps moving up, okay? So 16 to the 0 is 1, 16 to the first is 16, 16 squared is 256. And the important thing that you need to remember when you're doing this is that the decimal for an A is a 10, the decimal for a D is a 13, the decimal for a F is a 15. Okay, and so you use those in the multiplication, yes.
So when going backwards, you just divide?
Let's wait until we get there. Let's stay here for a few more minutes.
I'm just trying to write down all the conversions.
Okay, they're all in here, and we will get to them, but since people had a bit of a problem, I think we're going to try one more of this before we move on. So let's take C9 and convert that to decimal. Don't stop. Keep doing it. Did anybody else get 201? You did. Okay.
I did.
That's reassuring.
I added by one instead of one by nine, then adding nine.
Yeah, no, I didn't bother to multiply that by one because I just know that something by one is something.
I got lazy.
Okay.
And just said, it's plus one.
So 16 to the first. Again, I've got 16 to the zero, 16 to the first. You buy it? Are you buying what he's telling you?
I'm just soaking him in
right now. It's kind of weird. It's like kind of count differently.
Huh?
So it's weird. Yeah. Like kind of count differently.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
When you first hit hexadecimal, you know, A instead of 10, and it just the whole thing of you really count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, A, B, C, D, E, F, 10.
I really wish I knew this last class.
I feel you completely. No clue what's going on.
I'm trying.
I'll just need to do this whole thing again when I go home.
That's right. The audio and the notes are up there from last
really
time.
I really appreciate that you do that. I'm just going to say that. That's the best thing ever. Like, you have all your classes recording.
Right. So you can go back and do them. And the other thing is, if you want more practice, you can go back to last year, and undoubtedly there'll be different examples, so you can get it twice. Because obviously I don't remember what examples I used last year and use the same ones this year. Okay, so if I start out, again, any numbering system is face value times positional value. And so you just do the powers of 16 is the positional value. The face value is the actual number. But when we're in hexadecimal, the numbers include A, B, C, D, E, F. And you've always thought those were letters. Foolish you. Okay? They are actually letters sometimes and numbers sometimes. Okay? So, when I've got an A is a 10. It's equivalent to a 10 in decimal. And since I'm converting to decimal, I use the A as a 10 and multiply 10 times that. Over here, I had 16 to the 0, which is defined as 1. 16 to the 1st is 16. That's the positional value. Okay, that's the positional value. This is the face value. So the C is a decimal 12. So I say multiply 12 by the positional value, which is 16. So I'm multiplying 16 and 12 together, and I'm coming up with 192. Then I've got a 9, and this is positional value 1, so I just add in the 9, and I'm at 201. Okay. What about BD? What is BD? If A is 10, B is an 11, right? C is a 12, D is a 13, E is a 14, F is a 15. Yes, Emma? Did I get the right answer? You're supposed to be checking up on me.
Sorry. I got a different answer.
I don't think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, I got that.
Oh, good. What is it?
I think you multiplied 16 by 11 wrong. I think it should be 176.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that because I did the math.
No.
I did the same thing. So.
Yes, 6 and 1 don't make 9. Okay, 16 and 1 don't make 9. It is 176. And then I add in 13, and I've got 189, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's why you have to check up on me. Because I can make dumb math mistakes just as easily as you can. Actually, that's not even
not
math. That's arithmetic.
Calculator.
Huh?
Not with my trusty calculator.
Okay. So 189 is okay? All right.
I think
so. So, are we all right with that now? Questions? Okay. Whoops, I didn't mean to go back. All right, I meant to go down. Okay, converting decimal to hexadecimal. Okay, and here I even have 16 to the fourth for you. 16 to the 0, 16 to the 1st, 16 to the 2nd, 16 to the 3rd, 16 to the 4th. Okay, so those are the numbers. And I said, okay, I'm going to start the following steps. I'm going to take 4, 1, 8, 1, 7, and I want to convert it to hexadecimal. Okay. So I look at these powers and say, I can't use 65,000, right? Because I'm trying to convert 41817, so I can't use, because by use I mean subtract it from, okay? So I can't subtract 65,000 from 41,000 something. So that means the highest power that I can use is going to be the 4096. So I write them out like this, 16 to the 0 is 1, 16 to the 1st is 16, 16 squared is 256, 16 cubed is 4096. Okay? And now I've got to figure out how many 4096s I can use. And you can use division for that and divide it in, or you can kind of guesstimate. So I frequently use the guesstimate. And I start out with 4096 and say, okay, if I add a 0 to that, that's going to be having a 10. And I kind of go by the guesstimate thing. Okay? But you can do a divide. Okay. So I figured out that 4096, if I add a 0 to it, is going to be 40906. And I say, okay, I know I can use that, so I'm going to subtract that from 41817. Okay? And that is going to give me, according to what I've got written down there, 857. Right? 41817 subtract. No, that's not right. I went down to low. Okay, now I've got to make sure I can read this. 409, yeah, I reversed. I'm doing basic arithmetic really well, like reversing digits. 6-1, okay? So 409-60. We'll get it yet. Okay, I can't understand why you have problems with this. Okay. I clearly have none. All right, so we start out with 409-60, which is basically 10 times 4096. So I just add a zero to it, and usually that's reasonably easy, but today it obviously wasn't. So now I do a subtract, and I do come up with 857. Okay. So I come up with 857. Now, if what I had come up with was more than 4,096, I would have said, oh, I can use it one more time. And so I would have added in one more 4,096. So I'm doing it by guesstimates. Okay, but you obviously can divide 4,096 into 41817 and come up with whatever you want. Okay, so I came up with the fact that I used 10 of them, so I put an A there. Then I said, okay, 857 is how many, what's left? How many 256s can I subtract from 857? Okay, and I decided that I could subtract 3 256s, which was 768. So I decided that I could use 256 three times. So when I use that, I do a 768, and I have the 89 left. Okay, so I have 89 left. So that means I use 3 of these. So I put a 3 in there. Then how many 16s can I use? Okay, if I have 89 left, how many 16s is that?
5.
5 times 16 is what? Okay, 5 times 16 is 5, 6, 0, carry the 3, 80. Okay, so yes, that's what I can use. So I subtract 80, and I have 9 left. So that means I use 5, 16, so I put the 5 there. And how many 1s am I going to use? I have 9 left, so how many 1s?
9.
So I put a 9 here. So that is the conversion that I go through. Again, you can definitely do a divide. I don't know why, I just like to play around with it. So 8359 is the answer that I'm getting.
So if there would be a way that you would put that in notes and basically just, it's basically just divide as you prefer, right?
Right. And that's when the good old calculator kicks in as just a regular calculator as opposed to one that converts. Okay, so that's how I can convert back. Okay. So, what was the last one that I did? I did a C9 or a BD. Okay, so BD was 189. Oh, I've got to be back here. That's where I want to be. So a, what did I just say? A B?
189.
189? Thank you. Actually, I think I'll just go with a blank screen. Okay, so if I have 189 in decimal, what is that going to be in hex? Okay, so I can divide 16 into 189, okay? And that will tell me what I'm doing. So I divide 16 into 189, 1, 16, 29. It goes in one more time again, and it has 13 left, right? So I know that 11 is the number that I put in here, and I put it in, whoops, wrong place. I put it in as a B. Eleven goes in here, and I put it in as a B. I couldn't use 256, so I can just get rid of that.
Would you put a zero like before?
You can have leading zeros as much as you want, but usually people don't bother with leading zeros. Okay? So I've got that. Now, the other way I could have done it is, say, 16 looks to me like 10 would work. So 189 minus 160 gives me 29. Oops, I can use 16 again. So subtract 16 one more time, and I've got 13 left over, and so that tells me 10 times and one time is 11 times, okay? And as I said, I, you know, play with it in my head lots of times rather than doing the divide. Okay, so then I've got 13 left, and what is a 13? 13 is how many ones? Well, A is 10. B is 11, C is 12, D is 13. So 13 left gives me D. And so I come over here and put a D over there. Okay, because I had 13 left and that gave me a D, yeah.
This would be an example of why you can't always do it with a calculator, right? Because if you divide with a calculator, you're going to get a decimal.
Yeah, I have to do it to get the whole number.
You know that you're going to get 13 extra.
Right, right. But if you get a number with a decimal after it, then that tells you you can use the number.
Yeah.
Because this would have come out with 11 point whatever, whatever, whatever. And then you know you can use the whole number. And then you have to do the subtract. Okay. Of 11 times 16. So yes, you have to do a little more work. If you do the math here, it's a little less work. Okay. Everybody clear on how to do this? Questions? Okay, now the point of this whole thing, there had to be a point, right? Is that we're going to ref reference ASCII. So here is the, if you click on that table that I have on the week of, it brings up the ASCII table. Okay. So if you look at the ASCII table, they don't give you the binary. They give you the decimal, the hexadecimal, the octal, which is base 8, and the HTML code that you can use if you want to put in, for example, a special character. You can always use that XHTML or HTML code to put it in. So we're going to look at A. And A is a decimal 65 and a hexadecimal 41. Okay, so we're looking at A. What do I want? I actually want to be back here. So I said a decimal 65 and a hexadecimal 41. Is an A. Okay? So, I know how to convert hexadecimal to binary, right? We talked about that. So I take and I say, okay, to convert this, I'm going to set up 8 places because hexadecimal ASCII, this is the character. The ASCII code holds 8 binary bits. An ASCII character is 8 binary bits that represents the character. If I have the hex, I can set up the 8 places, and I can say, okay, the 4 and the 1, I'm going to convert the 4 and convert the 1. Remember, yes, Tuesday I told you that the reason hexadecimal was chosen was any 4 binary bits can be represented with 1 hexadecimal digit. And any hexadecimal digit can be represented with 1 binary. So in hex and binary, a 0 is like this, a 1 is like that, and I keep going down, and an F is 4 ones. Now, why is an X 4 ones? Because the powers of 2, 2 to the 0, 2 to the 1st, 2 to the 2nd, 2 to the 3rd, are 8, 4, 2, and 1, right? 2 to the 0 is 1, 2 to the 1st is 2, 2 squared is 4, 2 cubed is 8. Okay, so that's another kind of basic we need to know. So if I put a 1 over each of those, that's 8 plus 4 is 12, plus 2 more is 14, plus 1 more is 15. And F, we know, is a 15. Okay. So here's the decimal. It's a 15. It's an F, and it's 1111. Okay. So I got a 4 and a 1 for an A. So a 4 is 1, 2, 4, 8. Turn on the 4. And a 1 is 1, 2, 4, 8, turn on the 1. So if I know the hexadecimal, I can turn on the 4 and the 1. The others I fill in with a 0. And this is the code for an A. Yes?
I get why you put 1 over the 4, but why didn't you put 1 over the 1 under the hex? Because isn't it 41? Oh, you split it up.
I split it up.
Yep.
The 41, the first four characters are the 4, and the last four characters are the 1. So that's the code. That's the ASCII code. This is the ASCII for an A. That's the ASCII for an A. Now, I've got the decimal number. Well, the decimal number can also be done kind of sneakily. Now I've got 1, 2, 4, 8, but I don't stop. I have 16, 32, 64, 128. So with decimal, I keep going all over. These are powers of 2. 2 to the 0, 2 to the 1st, 2 squared, 2 cubed, 2 to the 4th, 2 to the 5th. Whoops. Got a little carried away there. 2 to the 5th. Two to the 6th, 2 to the 7th. Okay, so I've got the powers of 2. So I want a 65. So what do I turn on to get a 65? I turn on the 64 and I turn on the 1. Because 64 and 1 make 65. And I fill in all the others with zeros. And lo and behold, there is A again. So if I have the decimal, I can figure out what the binary is. And if I have the hex, I can figure out what the binary is. Yes, no, maybe, for the people who weren't here last time?
So.
Okay. So if I do it with hex, I do just 8421, 8421. If I do it with decimal, I have to write out all of the powers going across. Yes?
Why isn't decimal also done 8421? Is that because it has a base, a different base?
Well, yes. But the reason hex works like this is that we said any four characters can be represented with one hexadecimal. So that's why. So I can break it up and say four characters, four characters. I can't do that with decimal. Okay, so with decimal, I just go the powers right on up. Okay. So now look at this, and now we're going to go and look at B. Okay. So go back to the chart and look at B. And B is 66 and 42. 66 and 42. Which means it's very similar. So I'm going to insert a page. And A was decimal 65, hex 41, binary 01000001. Okay? B is 66, 42. So 42 means the 4 is 0100, right? 8421, so it's 0100, and the 4, the 2, is 0010, right? 1248. 1248. So I know that the, I shouldn't have said binary, I should have said ASCII in binary, but I'm going to put ASCII up there. Is 01000010. Guessing, what do you think C is going to be? You got got a patent going on here. What do you think C is going to be?
67.
43. 01000011. Okay? And so it's going to keep going like that. Okay? Look up Z. What's Z? Tell me the decimal and the hex for Z.
90 for decimal. And 5A for hex.
Okay. So, 5A. That would mean what?
5 and 10.
5 and 10. So what's 8, 4, 2, 1? What's the 5 going to be?
1010.
No, the 8 is a 0, right? The 4 and the 1 are turned on. You did it exact reverse. Okay, the 4 and the 1 are turned on to make an A, right? To make a 5, I'm sorry. 4 and 1 are turned on to make a 5. And what's turned on to make an A?
0100.
Whoops. Wait a minute. Not zero at the beginning. Because an A is equivalent to a 10. So 8, 4, 2, 1. What do I turn on to make it?
1010.
That's right. 1010. Because 8 and 2 make 10. And an A is like a 10. So I now know that a Z is 01011010. Right? That's Z. Yes.
Could you do the decimal for Z?
Sure. 90.
Because that's how you get the ASCII, right?
One. Either way, I just got the ASCII by doing hex. I always do it with hex. It's a lot easier.
Yeah.
1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128. So, to get a 90, I need to turn on the 64, okay? The 32 would make it too high, so I've got a 0 there and a 0 at the 128. 64 and 16 I can turn on. That makes 64 and 16 is 80, and I'm going for 90, so I can turn on the 8. That gets me to 88. I can turn on the 2, that gets me to 90, and fill in the ones.
So for binary, you can't have the leading 0?
You have to in hex, I mean in ASCII, because ASCII needs 8 bits. ASCII needs 8 bits, so I have to put in the leading 0 there. But notice I got the same number whether I did it in decimal or whether I did it in hex. I got the same number. Okay? So now looking at the pattern here, we can see that the first 5 digits tell which. The first 5 digits tell which. Because to do a Z, notice I needed all 5 digits over there to do a Z. So the first 5 digits are, I guess, the leftmost 5 digits. These tell the type, the group. Notice they all have the same thing. So 01, and it's 010, I guess, is a capital letter. So all capital letters will have a 010 at the beginning. Okay, that tells me it is a capital letter. Okay, because we went down through Z and we can see the pattern. Those first 3 tell me the type, and the type is that it's a capital letter. And then the last 5 digits, the rightmost 5 digits, did I say that wrong before? I can't tell left from right. the rightmost 5 digits tell me which letter it is. So the first letter is a 1, the next letter, and then down to Z has to use all 5 of those digits to tell which one it is. Okay, so now we're going to do these same 5 digits. But now what I want to do is go look at them in lowercase. So let's look at lowercase. 9761 is an A in lowercase. Did I say that, 9761?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a lowercase A. So again, I think it's easier to do it in hex, 61. Okay, so I need to have 4 digits here, 1, 2, 4, and 8. And 1, 2, 4, and 8. Well, for the 1, I turn on the 1 and I turn off the rest. For the 6, what do I turn on?
4 and 2.
And turn off the rest. So that's going to be 0, 1, 1, 0, 0, 0, 0, 1. Okay. Looking at that, what do you bet that a lowercase b is going to be in by an ASCII? Take a wild guess. What do you think in lowercase b is going to be?
9862.
That's right. And how is that going to come over here in ASCII? What's it going to be in ASCII?
It's going to move the 1 to the left at the end.
Yeah, so I'm going to have 0, the 6 is going to be the same, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now it is a 2, so it's going to be 0, 0, 1, 0. So the which for each of them is the same, but notice that the type is different. So lowercase is 0, 1, 1 is lowercase. Okay? 0, 1, 1 is lowercase. So again, that's why when we've talked about programming and I've said you have to enter an uppercase Y, the reason is that an uppercase and a lowercase have different ASCII's. What's a Z? Somebody have to look and tell me what a Z is.
Decimal of 122, hex of 7A.
Okay, I gotta go back and fix my world back over here. Okay, so a Z is going to be, what did you say?
122 for decimal, and then 7A for hex.
Okay, so I'm going to do the 7A because it's a lot easier. Mm-hmm. So a 7A, a 7 is what? 4, 2, and 1 turned on, right? 8, 4, 2, 1. I need to turn on 4, 2, and 1 to make a 7. So it's 0, 1, 1, 1. And an A, I need to turn on an 8 and a 2. So the Z is 0, 1, 1, 1, 1, 0, 1, 0. So the type is 011, and the which is the same as the which for the uppercase Z. Still the 26th letter in the alphabet, but the type is different, and that tells it what it is. So the 011 is therefore lowercase. So looking at this, I can tell that it is lowercase and it's a Z because it's got those numbers turned on. questions. So if you go back to looking at the handout, okay, you can see that all of the lowercase letters are here. The numbers are here. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, so those are the numbers. And all of the special characters are here. But they don't give you the ASCII code in this chart. They give you the hexadecimal and the decimal and figure that you can figure it out. If you know what the hexadecimal is and you know what the decimal is, you can figure out what the code is. So the numbers are over there, and those will be in a group as well. Notice that they group things. So uppercase were grouped, lowercase were grouped. And then they throw in, just to confuse the issue, a few lowercase, a few special characters after the Z, because they've got some room. So they throw in a few special characters. So the alphabet goes A, B, C, D up through Z, and then square bracket, etc. is going to be the next one, which is going to have a type that is going to make you think it's an uppercase letter, but it's really not. Okay. And then the numbers, as I said, are 480, 4830, 4931, 5032, and so forth. Okay. What is that in ASCII? Give me the ASCII for fun.
Should be a really long binary code, right?
Yeah, this should be 32 characters.
Okay.
Oh, 24 characters, rather. I can't have 8 and 8 and 8. 8, 16, 24 characters.
So weird to see like 49 and then 4A through F and then
this solves my name.
What?
name in binary.
Good. 4655 4E. That's what I got. Is that what you got?
Yep.
Okay. Now, once you've got that, let's say that I gave you the ASCII, and I said, tell me what characters it is. Okay, so you start here and you count over 4, 8, because that's one character. That's another character, that's another character. Then you look at the hex of this and say, that's an E, that's a 4, that's a 5, that's a 5, that's a 6, that's a 4. And then you go to the chart and you say, what's a 46 hex? And it tells you that it is the letter F, and that this is the letter U, and that this is the letter N. Now, there's one other way I can do this, and that is if I have 010 00110, I told you this is the which. Okay, so that's the which one, which letter it is. So I can look at this and say 0110010, that means uppercase. 110, that's a 6, right? 00110, that's a 6. So it is the 6th letter. If I have the N, the N is 010 01110. These three tell me that it's uppercase. And now I look at this and say 1 2 4 8 16. I actually go over there like that and say the 8, 4, 2 and 8, 4 and 2 are turned on, so that means it is the 14th letter. Okay. So the 14th letter, I then go to my fingers, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N. N is the 14th letter, so it's an N. Okay, when it was a Z, and I think we're about out of time, not out of time, but a Z had used the 16th character, so I needed to have it something there. What's a Z? What are the digits for a Z?
For zero, a capital one, or a lowercase?
Uppercase.
Uppercase was 010 11010.
So if that's the 2, that's the 8, that's the 16, that's 26. So this is the 26th letter, and the 26th letter is a Z. Oh, I had 1 minute. I wasn't over. I had a minute. Okay, questions? I still have a minute. Questions? I still